Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
United Nations took a delegation of people into Mogadishu to see if anything could be done. And there were about 40 or 60 of us chosen to go in with that delegation. And so again, a little bit safer this time, flying on a United Nations plane, a bigger plane, going in with some guards to see what's going on in Mogadishu. And now knowing what I'm going to made it harder. I mean, I couldn't imagine what Hargeisa was like. And got some of the brothers and sisters together in Nairobi that became prayer warriors and accountability people for us. And I remember one brother who had worked in Somalia for maybe 20 years and had got kicked out with his whole organization. And he said, Nick, there are Somalis who believe in Jesus in Mogadishu, but you stay with United Nations. You learn what they have to teach you, or you get exposed to Mogadishu. Don't you try to find any of the believers there. You don't know enough of the dynamics. You'll get somebody hurt. And the second night I was there, a guard came and knocked on the gate and said, there's a Somali out there asking for you by name. You know, there's 40 or 60 of us in this great big United Nations compound. And I go to the gate, and there's this Somali man, and I said, can I help you? He said, you're a believer in Jesus, aren't you? And I said, yes. How in the world did you know that? He said, the Holy Spirit told me that you'd come, and that you'd come by name, and told me to come here and find you and tell you who I am and what it's like for believers here in Mogadishu. Now I'm beginning to see that evil has never stopped doing what evil does. But I'm also beginning to see that God has never stopped doing what God does. And so after that survey trip, anything that was Christian had been kicked out of the country. I began going back in and out on flights run by United Nations or the Lutheran World Federation, and started trying to do little surveys of what we could do, what we couldn't do, and started working with a small non-government organization and trying to find ways to get food and water and medicines in there. And where do you go? Where do you start? What do you do? And started being able to round up some old staff members of organizations that got kicked out. And we would go this place and do a water well and do a feeding project. And you know, you're just talking about two or three of us at a time. Every time you fly in the airport, you have your guards meet you, but there's always other men with guns trying to take away your supplies, trying to rob you, trying to kidnap you. And so it's a very, very difficult environment. And so we start doing some of these projects, and it's amazing how the Holy Spirit would allow believers in that country to find folks like us. And they do weird things, scare you to death. A Somali would walk up to you, and they do that even now in countries like that, and say, are you a missionary? Well, that's a very, that's a question that gets you in a lot of trouble. And so what I learned to do was to ask them, why are you asking me this question? You know, later on I would learn from the Chinese, you always answer a question with a question. And they'd say, well, you're different from the other Westerners. You don't smoke, you don't drink. You're not using alcohol, you don't eat pork, and we want to know why you're different. Well, that's the question we want to answer. We don't need to answer a missionary question. That's just dynamite. What we want to answer is, why are we different? And so we began a small non-government organization. We told our mission board, how do we do this work? And 1991, they said, help's coming.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.